You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the show.
You're listening to Podcast.
Episode 3 of Ha Podcast. As with me, as always, is Michelle.
Hey, guys.
And today we have Killian, our eldest child, our only son, who's going to be 11 in a couple of days on Halloween. Say hi, Killian.
Hi, what, eldest?
Eldest.
You are the eldest.
You're the eldest child.
Eldest is a word?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
It is. I didn't make it up.
Okay. I think I might have to stand up instead of sit.
That's fine. So, we mentioned last week that we watched Frailty and introduced Killian to that movie. But Killian has got a bunch of interests. We have, he's in Young Marines. He's in the, town play. Playing Achilles, right?
Yeah.
And there's also video games and books and stuff like that.
Not comics. I don't read comics.
No, you read actual, like, novels.
Mm-hmm. You just got finished reading The Outsiders.
I don't read comics because comics are kind of, honestly, comics are kind of boring to me.
Why?
Because they're just, the way... They get boring sometimes, and also, like, all the weird placements of the little squares. Like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be reading, or...
They can't see hand signals.
Oh!
Oh, you mean, like, left to right, or
like,
up to down?
Like, I don't
down,
know if it's left to right, or up to down. They, like, every single comic has a different way of reading, and it's, like, so confusing. I can't read a book like that without getting frustrated.
So you prefer, like, a regular narrative novel?
Yeah.
Well, you just finished Outsiders in the matter of
a couple of days.
You're supposed to read chapter 7 and 8, and you wound up getting all the way through the end of the book over the weekend.
Yeah. No, I read the whole book 7 and 8, and the rest of the book that day.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
You
said that I did it over the week.
What else? We've been watched Frailty. You said that.
Are we going to introduce this as the segment of the show?
Yeah.
Have we given the name to the segment yet?
We have.
Yes, we have. And it is called Kai's Killer Cuts.
Kai's Killer Cuts.
Cuts with a K.
Cuts with a K. Okay. So, the one thing that we've really been plugging with you is the M. Night Shyamalan movies. We watched a few of those.
Yes, we have.
We started with Sixth Sense,
yes.
And then we did Signs, and then The Village. So, what were your thoughts on those? Did you like them? Did you not like them?
I did like them.
Did you think they were cool? Why did you think they were cool?
I thought they were cool because of the twists at the end.
Were there any of them that you were able to figure the twists out?
What?
Were there any that you were able to figure out what the twist was before the twist came?
Oh, no.
No?
No, well, not in Sixth Sense, at least.
No, that one was... Okay. Yeah.
But I knew that somewhere... Spoiler alert, if you have it.
It's old enough, don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At the end of... Oh, Signs. At the end of Signs, I...
really predicted that at the end he would become a priest again. Because I knew that's just...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's kind of a cliche. Like, it's like something bad happens and something loses his faith in something, and then something extraordinary happens and then he goes back to it. It's kind of a cliche. But it's a twist and a mix of a cliche, so...
Okay, yeah.
I predicted that.
So it was
that.
A predictable character arc.
Yeah.
You would say. Okay. So, alright, so we have those. And then, like we said, we were going to wait to show you Unbreakable. That way we can do Unbreakable, Split, and then go right in the glass. When that comes out.
Oh yeah. We forgot about the village.
Yeah.
We really didn't, yeah.
What'd you think about the village?
The village was cool. And I predicted that it was actually the time that it was supposed to be played out in, because it was played out in like the 1800s.
Yeah.
1800s. Even though it doesn't really fit with what the people were wearing and stuff, the 1800s weren't like that. They were more like...
So what you're saying is it was the 1800s, but it seemed more like 1600s or 1700s?
Yeah.
Like they kind of pushed it a little bit on the guard?
Yeah, but I mean, it just makes more sense that it was like that, because it was like the people who were faking that it was that time weren't smart enough to remember that it was supposed to be... Not the exact time.
Okay.
I mean.
I lost my mouth.
He lost his own train of thought, Dad.
You lost your mouth. Where'd that go?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
What I meant was, it kind of makes it fit more that it wasn't actually that time, that it was the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
It just made more sense because it was like the people who were faking it and made the kids think it was actually that time.
Mm-hmm.
It made sense because they didn't think it out. And they didn't really think that it was really what they were like in the 1800s. And they were just kind of... let's say this was the 1800s.
Yes.
Yeah, and said the people were stupid. And they said that they didn't want... They made the wrong time. They called the time that they were in the wrong year.
Okay.
That was always the thing that got me with it, and that's...
Why
did they have to call it a different year? I mean, because if the children were born into that village, they would have no idea that the year 2000 was the way that the year 2000 was. They could have called it 2000, but...
Right, it would have been contemporary for them,
right?
Regardless of if it was...
But dressed like whatever they wanted to dress like.
2005 or 18, whatever, or 16.
Well, it's because there was that really young kid who was there and was alive, but just moved in there. He probably had some type of memories. I have some memories of when I was really young.
And they were all babies when they moved in.
Right.
I don't think they're...
I guess for the parents themselves to really buy into it, they would have to, you know.
It's not 2000. Well, I don't want to have those memories anymore.
Okay, and thinking too, Killian, though, they might have chosen the 1800s as the year, but chosen clothes that were maybe more from the 1500s and 1600s, because the clothes from the 1500s and 1600s are actually easier to sew and put together than the clothes from the late 1800s. Because by the late 1800s, start having factories come in to mass produce clothing. And even just the fashion itself was much different. You had petticoats and all this other stuff that...
Girdles.
And they just didn't want to deal with any of that. So they took, even though they picked the 1800s for the year, they took the clothes back even... further.
Okay.
Just because it was sent. And that just all just kind of came to me. But that's always been my issue with The Village. As good of a movie as it is, I never quite understood why they chose as far as the years and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I lost my train of thought a lot, don't I?
It's okay.
Dang.
All right.
I don't think it's because I'm on screen. I think it's just because sometimes I just lose my train of thought.
No, you're
thinking a lot because
so
I have. I think about a lot of things.
Do you know
in
how many ums
and
ahs I edit out of this?
Yeah, and it just.
And it's still.
Yeah, please don't edit them out here. It's funny.
So,
because it's natural.
All right. So I mean, are you enjoying the M. Night Shyamalan movies? Are they interesting to you?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
and I told you now that you've and I've mentioned it three times now, but now that you have finished the book The Outsiders, I would like to get a filming of that in too. I'd like for you to see that movie.
Yeah. No, yeah.
We watched Never Hike Alone, which was a
It's a fan film.
You guys watched Never Hike Alone.
Mommy slept.
Okay, so this will be new to my mom as well. So, it's a fan-made film, which is actually an hour long.
About 54, 55 minutes.
Which was real 50, like, almost an hour.
Yeah.
It was really impressive for a fan-made film. It was, like, really, really, it looked like it was, like, made by a professional movie maker.
Yeah. I know you like the whole, how it switched from, like, a regular film to, like, the GoPro.
Yeah, it was kind of like a switch to that, to a Blair Witch Project thing.
Yeah, it kind of like a found footage meets narrative film.
Yeah. Because it switched from, like, boop.
Yeah, boop.
Boop-a-boop-boop.
It went from boop to boop. And that was...
Hi, boo-boo. Let's go steal some picnic baskets.
Yeah, we watched that. And then,
yeah, we also watched Yogi Bear.
We watched Yogi Bear.
We did go to Jellystone.
We went camping at a Jellystone park.
Yes, we did. So. Okay.
But that was last weekend. What else?
I like video games. Okay.
Yeah. And what type of video games?
Horror and...
I mean,
Not really shooting.
Of course you like Fortnite. Just like the world.
It's not the game that I like more. I don't.
Well, you're one of, as of late, has been Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, it's been Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed, because it has that thing
Assassin's Creed are you playing? Is it Syndicate?
Yeah, Syndicate.
Yeah.
And in Syndicate, it has, like, this thing where you're in London, and you get to, like, conquer territories because they're taken over by a gang.
Mm-hmm.
And I've cleared out, like, most of the map. The only one I have left to clear out is the city of London, because I've cleared out all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, you have to solve crimes and, like, assassinate people who are really bad.
Right.
And you clear out that spot on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like, expands so that all around the map you won't see as many bad guys to fight. So if you do that, it will, like, clear out the map. But that isn't the main story of the game. There's a bunch of stories and everything.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure the bad guys are still in there if you clear out the map. If you clear out the map before the story missions, I'm pretty sure there's still going to be bad guys there, even though you've cleared them all out.
And I know that one of your big interests is zombie.
Yes, zombies.
Anything zombie.
Mm. The two
of you together played the whole Walking Dead series, right?
Oh, yeah.
Telltale games.
I used to also play Resident Evil, but Resident Evil Revelations 2. I beat that, though, with my dad's help. There was a giant skeletal person who, like, injected herself with a weird thing and then turned into a giant skeleton dog.
Yeah. Dead Alive. Not Dead Alive.
What's Dead Alive?
One day I will show you Dead Alive. That one will be a while.
Dead Rising.
Oh, yeah, Dead Rising. I play that sometimes.
Yeah.
Not too much, though.
Is that the one where you jump from rooftop to rooftop?
No, that one's... Isn't that Dying Light?
Yeah, that's Dying Light. Dying Light is...
It's like the parkour one, right?
Yeah, Dying Light is the parkour one. Dead Rising is the one where you can literally use any weapon. You can take a toy gun. You can take a Mega Man costume with little foam balls. And shoot it in the zombie's face. If you shoot it enough, the zombie will die.
Right.
But also there's professional weapons like a katana.
Right. But you can also take like a lawnmower, right? And, like,
you can take a lawnmower. Shopping cart.
Go into a music store in a mall and grab a guitar.
Grab a vinyl record.
Oh, a la Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Which you've cosplayed as
Shaun
before.
Yeah, you can take just a vinyl record and just throw it
into the cosplayed, room. And that will be his Halloween costume this year.
You can also take like a plate, like a not a paper one, because that would do nothing.
Right.
Yeah. And paper cuts hurt.
Paper cuts hurt, but they don't kill. And it was one of those not metal. It's weird. Glass plates. Can like throw them at the zombies' faces and then just use one of the weapons I like the most. You take a shower head. Uh-huh. You can plant it in the zombie's head.
Ooh.
And it turns on automatically, spits out blood.
Yeah.
And it just kills the zombies.
I don't think I've seen that.
Though since the game
is that's not any worse than any of the kills when you guys are playing Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah.
Now on Mortal Kombat, the one that I the most is, it's from a character that we don't have. It's a downloadable character because I've watched these videos every single Fortnite. Every single Mortal Kombat.
Fortnite on the brain.
No. Every single Mortal Kombat weapon. Every single Mortal Kombat fatality videos.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, like, they show every single one, even the DLC characters. Yeah. Jason's is okay, but that's just kind of...
Well, it depends. Yes. There's two different...
There's not two. It's just that there are a few that we haven't unlocked. But one of the most that I...
No, I mean, as far as Jason's fatalities, he's got, like, two.
Jason's got a... I think Jason...
He's got two or three.
Yeah, but the third one is not locked. He's locked. But the, the one that I think is the grossest is there's a character, I forgot what his name was, but it was like some... It was a guy who drank a lot of alcohol and he was like...
Oh, the guy that pukes on everything?
Yeah. So what he did is he took the alcohol, he shoved it in someone's face, like he took it, opened their mouth, took a match, lit it, before that, like, the person coughs up blood from, like, the alcohol and everything.
Yeah. And then he...
lights a match.
Boom!
Yeah. Oh!
God! Yeah, because you don't like, you know,
I don't really body... I mean, I'm fine with gore. Gore is fine.
Right, but you don't like body horror type of
stuff. Not face melting. That's bad. But, like, I don't care if... Oh, look, so let's plant a bomb in this guy's stomach.
Right.
I'm fine with that.
But, like, when we sat down and watched the Friday the 13th movies.
Yeah.
And we got to,
Jason Goes to Hell.
Oh,
yeah, when a person, like...
And the one guy was possessed by Jason, and then he just kind of melted. That's where you were like, no, Dad. turn this off. I've had enough.
Like, I went into my room, and I just sat there in the fetal position.
With thumb in his mouth. I can't do it. I can't do it.
I wasn't actually like that, though. That's pathetic.
But even, like, the zombie stuff, you don't mind as long as they don't actually show the...
Turning.
The turning
but
of them.
I think I'm getting better with, like, zombie turning and things. Because the Dead Island games...
No.
I don't have them, but, like, the Dead Island trailer, because I've watched YouTube videos and they had the trailer and everything.
Yeah.
Like, it runs, and the person, like, running, and he's jogging, and he got scratched or something, and there was, like, he looked at it, put on, like, a sweatband or something, and then he ran, and he was slowly turning while he was running, so, like, he slowly turned into, like, a zombie while running, and it was, like, I was fine with that, but it was still a little...
Yeah.
Creepy. I'm getting better with it.
I mean, you've been starting to watch the Walking Dead series, and you're doing you do okay with their turns.
I've never watched it.
Well, because they don't necessarily really...
They just die.
Their turns aren't really dramatic.
They just go like...
Yeah, they die, and they wake up and their eyes are, you know, like cataracty.
But it's taking a step progression. You watch that, and then you'll be able to watch.
Right. But like something like the Hulk used to freak you out.
Yeah, I'm like pretty sure I'm good with that now.
When he's a normal, you know, how about a werewolf?
For some reason, I was really creeped out with his pants exploding. Or like, kind of...
Ripping.
Oh. That was the thing that creeped me out. It was never like him turning big. Oh. It was his pants ripping. And I was like, why did that scare me?
So do you think he'd be able to watch like a werewolf transformation?
Yeah, because they're not going to be scary. It's just going to be like, oh, look, this guy's growing a big nose. And he's growing hair and getting a little bit bigger. Oh, yeah. Oh, look. Oh,
typical teenage boy.
Okay. I think I know.
Growing a longer nose.
Typical puberty. That's puberty for you.
Okay, I think I know the next movie then.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, even like... Speaking of zombies, I know,
Fear the Walking Dead.
I know, like, you've picked up on some of my pet peeves with zombies.
Running? I'm fine with running. If it's like those cool running zombies that have, like, they're not smart, but they're fast, that's okay. Right. As long as they're not smart and fast, that's just rabies. But right. Fast zombies.
That's like 28 days away.
Yeah, like fast zombies and dumb zombies. That's zombies, but fast.
How about like a zombie coming out of a grave?
That makes no sense. Mm-hmm. Because the body would already be decayed into a skeleton.
Right.
Like it would all like be ashes.
Well, a regular person wouldn't be able to dig through 6 feet of dirt and a wooden casket.
Also, he wouldn't be able to reach up there. Like, he would be like, he scratched out a little. Oh, look, I can't reach up. Because zombies can't jump.
How about zombies eating brains?
Zombies eating brains makes no sense. They could probably eat a brain. They probably do. But they wouldn't turn. But they probably do still eat brains. Right. I'm not saying
so there wouldn't be as many zombies around.
Yeah, I'm not saying
if they were eating brains.
So if they were eating brains, which are probably... They probably do eat brains. If they were real, they probably would. They would just eat every single part of the body. Mm-hmm. But
whoever they're eating the brains from, that person can't become a zombie.
So,
because...
I mean, zombies will probably eat brains. Right. Now, the person just wouldn't turn. Maybe somebody wouldn't eat their brains.
Right. Now, here's a pet peeve that I have, and I know a few people I used to go to school with who have the same pet peeve because we all have the same field of study. When I went to college, you know, I went to school for funeral service.
Yeah.
Did you know? Did I tell you that? I told you that.
Yeah.
That I used to embalm.
You didn't tell me much, though. So.
And I used to witness autopsies and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. You told me that.
And there is no way that a zombie that has had an autopsy would come back from the dead.
Because their brain
is filleted and everything else. And I love this movie to death. The remake, the 1990 remake of Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Directed by Tom Savini. However, the one zombie you see, he's walking through the graveyard. He's got his clothes split in the back because... That's how you put clothes on a deceased person after, you know, when you're getting them ready
for
a funeral or whatever. But you see actual autopsies, you know, embalming incisions. So an embalmed body, not even an autopsy body, an embalmed body would not come back. You know, so a zombie coming out of a grave makes zero sense to me. However, we are talking about zombies coming out of a grave. So at what point, where does this suspension of disbelief come in? Also, but you still, I mean, at that point, you're not going to sit there and fly up in the air either. So there has to be some reality.
Also, another zombie thing. The infection won't spread. The military, running against slow, dumb, stupid zombies with SWAT uniforms and a shield. Even, like, five of them If they had full body, there's no way they could take down that person. No way. Unless they just, oh look, let's take off my helmet in the middle of the zombie horde. That's a smart idea. Poof.
Yeah, but the one thing you need to realize is most of these movies, especially zombie movies, are a commentary about social issues or political issues, and there's not much faith or, I don't want to say respect. Because I'm not saying that people make zombie movies have no respect for them. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying is that there's not much
faith
that the government is competent enough to keep their head and to do things the right way.
That's why I'm
And also, that's the great thing about the Romero slow-moving zombies is if you have a small group of people with weapons, a group of zombies should really be no problem if you keep your cool, work together, and know what you're doing. But when you're cocky and stupid and jump around and take this as a joke, that is when the threat comes from behind or all around you or even 20 degrees to your right because you're not focused.
And it's like, the reason why a lot of people don't have that faith in their government, that, like, represents why in a lot of the zombie movies or games or stuff, it's always, you have a limited time to get out of the city, the government is bombing everything.
Right.
Watch out! Well, because, get in the bunk shelter! Wait, that won't help, it's not deep enough!
Because, yeah, there is a acceptable amount of, you know, collateral damage that they will, you know,
cause. But it's not like they're gonna bring down buildings, make them set fire, boom, boom. That will not happen.
If they can kill 100 to save 100,000, they just might do that.
But if it's a giant city.
Right.
Like in Dead Rising 3, when I used to play that,
mm-hmm.
the whole the city was like full of 10, 100,000 people.
Right.
And they said, oh, look, you have 72 hours, because in every Dead Rising game you have 72 hours to beat the game. Not in real time, but right. as long as you play it,
mm-hmm.
and you have 72 hours. But there's 100,000 people in that city, and that's the only city with the zombie infection because all gates are blocked off.
Right.
So why would you bomb it if it's already cut off? You're just killing people. For no reason.
Normally they did that, though, in World War Z.
Yeah.
The city was all cut off.
Mm-hmm.
But they still bombed it.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. And maybe it's because they thought the zombies were gonna, oh, look, we're on an island, so let's go. Let's bloat.
I mean,
they bloat up and then they just float, those bloated mm-hmm. zombies and, like, absolutely everything. Because mm-hmm. there's always a bloated zombie or some type of zombie thing. Like, Dead Light was like.
There was actually a Dead Light and a Dying Light?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's also a Dead Rising, a Dead Light, a Dying Light.
A Light Rising.
Light Rising. No.
The Dark Light Rises.
But in Dying Light, there's all these weird bloated zombies that, like, shoot vomit at you.
Oh, right.
And then there's in Walking Dead, there's the normal, I'm in water, I have holes in my body, oh look, I'm bloated, because he's in water. And in...
Well, the Walking Dead bloated zombie, that's kind of an iconic classic.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure...
The one that was in the whale?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, yeah, and also with the Dying Light DLC, which mm-hmm. we don't have.
Right.
But it was pretty much the sequel to the game. But they were different bloated zombies, and they were different, but they were just bloated. Every single one has their own signature type of zombie. Left 4 Dead has their tanks,
right.
which is the strongest thing. They also have their smokers.
Mm-hmm.
They're smoking aloud. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, no, they don't. It's not a zombie that just takes a cigarette, oh, let's sit here and smoke. No, because that would be a weird zombie. But... They have super long tongues. They just take their tongue and they like wrap it around your body.
Like venom?
Venom, yeah.
Or like the hunters from Resident Evil?
Hunters were from Left 4 Dead.
They had hunters on Resident Evil.
What hunters are you talking about? The ones that like...
They kind of look like Carnage guys.
They get down and they pounce?
And they like climb on the ceiling and stuff.
Oh yeah. There's that and then there's the dead... Left 4 Dead, because apparently in every zombie movie it has to have a dead in it.
Okay.
And they're the hunters that, like, get down, like, they're laying down, and they just pounce on you, and there's no way to get up until somebody kills it.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we got on a tangent there.
We did.
I think so far we've been on a very big 30-minute tangent.
30-minute tangent.
30-minute tangent!
But you've, I mean, you've also read those, what are they, Last Kids on Earth?
Yeah, Last Kids on Earth. Oh, yeah. That series, it was good, but it was also a comic.
No, was it? I thought it was more like the Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
It was, but it was comic style.
When they had pages that were...
As well. Different pages that were sometimes comic, sometimes normal.
I mean, but you made
sometimes it was just one whole page, which was one picture. And
oh, well, that's easy to navigate.
But there were some ones that had like... Boop, boop,
I mean, but you made it through the whole series. What did you think of it?
There's a fourth one coming out, I think. We had the three.
Right.
But it was interesting.
You like it?
Yeah, but it wasn't just zombies.
No, it was just...
It was like monsters and types of monsters.
Yeah. Yeah. The story was it that some kids at school and stuff, and then like some portal thing opened up, and a bunch of zombies just... And they just plopped out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just went everywhere. Like, there's these ones that were supposed to be, like, a pterodactyl thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a pterodactyl. It was a mix of a bird and a pterodactyl. But it looked nothing like a pterodactyl.
Birdodactyl,
but I don't think that's what it was called. They had some type of name.
I
forgot. not a pterodactyl.
So you have to bring up poop, just like Nico said.
Yeah, everybody does. But, what happens is like they grab you and they swoop down and like
then a pterodactyl would.
Yes. Or a hawk. Hawks, was that right? They like do that to pick up like smaller birds.
Or a fish.
Or fish or something.
They've got videos of hawks picking up like 2 year olds from one side of a field and then dropping the 2 year old. Because they realize this is what I wanted.
Let's go.
Oh, let's kill this thing.
This smells like poop and sour milk.
That's not laughing.
This. I'm sorry if you're.
Okay, I was hoping if.
I'm sorry if your child has ever been.
Picked up by a hawk.
Yeah, don't you do that, it's gonna clip. You don't wanna do that.
Oh. Sorry, I was hoping it would cut off, but this is some weird bar, green
but
bar
yeah,
thing.
I know we told the story, but you know, Killian's birthday is Halloween.
Halloween. Mm-hmm. Oh, and dang it. Okay, there we go. For a second, we thought the computer cut off.
No.
I just
okay. Screensaver. Okay. But yeah, so you kind of have cool birthdays though, because we
we
have a party, and we have friends, and then we trick or treat.
Yeah, at the campsite that we went to this week.
Yeah, for
last week.
Mm-hmm. For your sister's birthday.
Yeah, but two people there, or one person there, one of the adults. Had a birthday on Halloween. And their mom had a birthday on Halloween.
And his uncle from his father, so not even not his mother's brother, but his uncle from his father was born on Halloween.
Hmm.
So they had like
so
Halloween
there was three of them
tree.
In the one family all born on Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really like.
So like. Never mind. I was say January is like. Fun time.
Okay, can I just say something?
What?
January is the most boring month I have ever been in. Like, if you... I've been in.
And he's been through 10 of them.
I've been through a lot. Like,
well, yeah,
January. There's nothing. It's just boring. Oh, look, the snow's melting. Let's sit down in this chair and relax because we have nothing fun to do.
No, because you got October, which is Halloween. Which
for us,
October is Halloween. I mean, let's face it. And it's not October 31st. It's the whole month. And then November, you get ready for Thanksgiving and, you know.
And the Christmas season starts.
Yeah, the whole October month has a trunk.
And then January is like.
Like it's, oh, look, let's have some fun. Oh,
no.
It's January. Well, then, like, even Gumball, the Amazing World of Gumball, they didn't even have an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, it was after the Christmas special, I think. Right after. Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to be in, like, January or mm-hmm. something. And, like, everybody in it was, like, it was so boring. All of the characters were turned gray.
No.
And, like, they had to restore fun to January. So they made this fake holiday, which is pretty much a copy of Christmas. But it was, like, a rock and roll Christmas where it was everything rock and roll.
Well, Teen Titans did that second Christmas.
Yeah, and they're like, episode. Oh, it's January. Let's have another Christmas.
We already like, have Christmas in July. I mean, come on.
Yeah. No, we don't.
Yes, there is.
What?
Last never heard of Christmas in July?
Well, he didn't grow up in the tri-state area like we did. He didn't have Crazy Eddie.
What?
That's true.
Christmas in July!
Christmas in July!
It's insane! Storm Paramus. Ew. So.
He does grow up with a Christmas tree permanently.
That's true.
In
oh,
his
yeah.
Living.
We do have a tree in our house,
yeah.
Which is our Christmas tree. But then becomes our Valentine's tree.
And then the Easter tree. And then for Easter, it usually goes into the patriotic tree that stays up through September.
We still have the patriotic tree up for some reason.
I know, we will get the Halloween tree up and then the autumn tree.
Hopefully we get the Halloween tree up before Halloween ends.
I think this year, since it's already as late as it is, it'll probably be a combo.
Like a harvest.
A harvest with some Halloween
tree.
Elements to it.
Like
that
have
way,
a bat.
That way it can stay up all the way until it's ready to be Christmas.
The skeleton garland that they have. Mm-hmm. I know, I saw them over it.
Do you think there's like tree, you know those things that babies have over their cribs?
Mobile?
Like, there's a mobile you could put on the top of your tree, and it would spin, like, it would spin, and you could have a bat, then a dead leaf, or like the November thing is like a dead leaf, like a little leaf.
Well, I wish we could do that one that I showed you the other day, that it was the thick ribbon of the purple and silver,
yeah.
And then it was just a bunch of Jack Skellingtons.
Wait.
No.
But that one really doesn't speak harvest either, so.
Like, on the mobile, it would
but
be like a bunch
Jack
of bats
Skellington.
And then a bunch of turkeys, and it would be like a bunch of holidays, but it would be like a spinning mobile.
But the Jack Skellington one, you could put it for Halloween to keep it through Christmas.
I was saying, if we wanted to, since it's already halfway through October, if we wanted to do that this year, we could actually set this and it be all the way through Christmas if we wanted to do an entire Nightmare Before Christmas tree and just keep it all
Nightmare
the way
Before
through.
Christmas tree.
Nightmare Before
keep,
Christmas tree.
And just keep it all the way through.
There you go. We are doing a Nightmare Before Christmas tree. And then I'll probably post photos on Twitter and the Facebook group.
Oh yeah, speaking of Disney movies.
Because I do like doing that. I do like having the tree up all year and making it different, but it's like once I put it up, I want it to be able to stay where it is for a while. Because I don't want to be decorating a tree every couple of weeks.
Yes. So speaking of Disney movies, I think Nightmare Before Christmas tree is a Disney movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we just downloaded this game, and there was this really annoying thing that happened.
Commercial?
No. Oh. So we got Epic Mickey, if you haven't heard of that. We got Epic Mickey, I thought it was two, right?
We have both, but yeah.
We have both. We
but
have
the new
one
is Epic Mickey, too.
And we have it on Xbox. We don't have the first
newer
one on
one.
Xbox. The first.
Right. Excuse me.
And, like, on it, it has all the stuff. But we got it from a membership. It was gold on Xbox One.
Huh.
And it was like, we got it 2 seconds before the gold membership cut up.
Expired. Yeah.
We didn't know it expired at that point. So we were like, oh, look, there's a really cool other game called Really Cool Game 5.
That was literally the name of it. No. It was Really Cool Game 5.
And we wanted to get it, but as soon as we clicked in there, we were like, buy gold for free to get this for buy gold for $5 to get this for free. Oh, wait, that's not free. But anyway, get it. But then we were like,
alright, Killian.
We have it. And then it just cut off and we were like, dang it.
Okay. So, yeah, like we said,
it's
your birthday.
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday, Killian.
Yo.
Okay. And... Because Mama and I have some other issues we need to talk about.
I want to talk about it with you. I'll be silent, please. I just want to listen to what you're saying. I want to spy on you, please.
I know you do.
Please. Let me know. Let me just sit here, please.
Okay. So with Killian's birthday being Halloween,
yay.
Do you know it's another someone else's birthday on Halloween, supposedly?
You mean?
Yeah. Who's
devil?
Killian, you guess. Did you know that according to people at a certain site, which I won't even...
Oh, come on.
I crosswalk on Facebook that Halloween is the devil's birthday? What? Yeah.
What? Podcast.
I am dumbfounded. I really am.
Something that really confuses me is that a long time ago, people used to think that people with red hair were, like, demons.
People a long time ago used to have a whole bunch of different
crazy. It's really weird, because what they used to do is they, like, used to execute people with red hair.
Mm.
And it was really sad, but they weren't demonic, because I'm not demonic, hopefully. And... like, they just killed him. Oh, look, you have red hair, because there's a red... Oh, look, a red sign. I guess that's demonic.
Killian, an angel came to me, and he told me something, and I don't want to believe it, son.
No! Oh, no!
But I know, I tend to have a lot less patience with these people than you do, Michelle,
uh-huh.
when it comes to dealing with these people. So, do you want to talk a little bit about some of your interactions?
They I've been having the same discussion on Crosswalk every Halloween for the last 3 to 4Halloweens. And it's people don't understand. Crosswalk, if you don't know what it is a website who... I guess they started out trying to talk about Christian issues, and it has turned into a site to cause divisiveness between people. That's pretty much it is now.
They're grenade throwers, and they like to see people scattering, eat each other up.
Yeah, it's the same topics over and over and over again. So you get into the same discussions over and over and over again if you're a glutton for punishment like I am. A lot of people tend to stay away from it. I run towards it for whatever reason. But specifically talking about Halloween, they come on and, you know, they want to say all these things about how Halloween is evil and how when you can't celebrate Halloween and consider yourself to be a good Christian, it's a gateway for evil. Halloween is a gateway for sin. And just... numerous other things. And when you try and tell people the actual history of Halloween, they don't want to hear it. I literally had somebody tell me, well, you can call it whatever you want. I'm just still going to believe whatever I want to believe about it. And I mean, that in and of itself is a commentary about how people believe these days. Facts really don't mean anything.
Don't confuse me with the facts.
Yeah, you try and... Because what a lot of people don't understand is when you actually research Halloween, because you have these churches who want to make Christian alternatives to Halloween. What they don't realize is that Halloween is the Christian alternative.
To some.
And I never say it right, so you're going to have to say it for me each time.
It looks like Samhain, like the Glenn Danzig band in between the Misfits and the Glenn Danzig, you know, solo stuff.
Yep. And that's actually how I want to say it, so I say it wrong every time. But Halloween is actually the Christian alternative to it.
Mm-hmm.
It actually, Halloween is a conjunction of All Hallows Eve.
Right.
That's what Halloween actually is. All Hallows Eve. And it's the eve of All Saints Day, which is November 1st.
Right. Or All Hallows Day.
Or All Hallows.
Hallow meaning holy.
Right. So Hallow.
Holy and Hallow meaning separated ones.
Right. So, you know, and they want to just get on this kick that me allowing my girls to dress up like a kitty cat is going to somehow bring them to this place where they're going to forget all about who God is. Not that I teach them about God 365 days out of the year, including Halloween.
Right.
But somehow that one night of letting them dress up like a girl from Candyland or a princess
or Magic
is somehow going to undo all of what I did the other 364 days of the year.
Well, I know there was that one lady who said, the devil considers this his birthday.
Yes.
The devil.
Yes.
Considers this as the devil, who, for biblical purposes, is a created being.
Mm-hmm.
Happened to be birthed, which I don't know who his mom is, but
mm-mm.
On October 31st, which didn't exist as a day because the devil himself would have existed long before a calendar. So logistically, this makes no dang sense whatsoever. Ugh. And once again, how, you know, Kit Kats, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and Twix, which I guess is the unholy trinity, will bring on...
But it's okay if you do those things by going to a trunk or treat in a church's parking lot. Right.
Or what they call a harvest festival, which to me sounds a lot more Wicker Man than Halloween.
Yeah.
We're going to a harvest festival. Are you going to put someone up in a effigy and burn them too? While you have your pumpkins?
Wow.
Think about this.
I mean, and I've tried to talk to a lot of people and, you know, let them know how you can trick or treat and you can actually witness about God while trick-or-treating, getting out in your community and meeting the people in your community. These communities today are just so closed off. They're not what I remember from when we were kids.
Right.
I mean, I knew all the kids in my neighborhood. You know, it was a community
mm-hmm.
in every sense of the word. All of that started changing, though. Even when we were young, it started changing. Like and I don't know whether it was just moving from New York to Florida that was a change for me, but I remember once we moved to Florida, you really didn't know your neighbors all that well. You came home from because you know, in New York, not everybody had garages or things like that. So when you pulled up to your house, you got out of your car, and you usually had to walk from your car to your front door, and that's time when you would say hi to your neighbors, right. and that sometimes spurred conversations. In Florida, you pulled up to your driveway, you hit your button for your garage door, and your garage door went up, you pulled your car in, you hit your button to close your garage door, and then you walked into your house from your garage. So you never really saw your neighbors.
Right.
And I noticed that that's happening in a lot of different places.
And even in New York, when you got home, if you went and you sat and you grabbed a soda or a beer or a cup of coffee or whatever, you would go and sit on your front stoop.
Mm-hmm.
Stoops, for people who are not from the tri-state area, are the 3 or 4 steps, usually made of brick, that are in the front of your house.
I'm trying to bring... we've got a stoop out front. I go out there quite often and sit on it.
But here's one of the reasons we don't. We got this dang freight train that, once again, they know we're recording.
So they're going to come through.
Right. But, I mean, we used to play stoop ball, which is a variation of baseball where you throw a ball against the stoop and it bounces behind you. And judging on how far the ball goes, it's a single, double, triple, whatever. But anyhow, we've traded that off. And in Florida, once you said, you go from your air-conditioned house to your air-conditioned garage into your air-conditioned kitchen and your air-conditioned house. And then if you do go outside, you go out on your back lanai. Here's that train. So you trade your front stoop for your back lanai.
Right, and the back lanais really don't at each other, right. So nobody gets together. But anyway, that's...
Deeper hedges and everything else. But once again, community.
Right, and that's what I see. We had a ball on Killian's birthday last year.
Mm-hmm.
Homeschoolers, you know, we have a homeschool community, and we have a lot of our friends that homeschool. So what we were able to do is, even though Halloween fell on a weekday, since they were all homeschooled, we had everybody come over rather early.
Right.
And we had a party here at the house for Killian. Everybody came in their costumes, and we had a great time here. And then we all went together and went trick-or-treating together.
Right.
And, I mean, it was a blast. There was, 20 kids, I think we had?
Samuel was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were...
Yeah, we had...
And these are kids that, not only was it the homeschool involvement, but the kids that we had met through the play.
Right.
That they were doing, too.
Right. So we all got together, and there was, something like 20 kids, and... just as many parents, I think. And we all had this organized thing where one parent would walk with the kids to the house, make sure all the kids got through the house. And then there was another parent at the end, and we had glow sticks, and we were directing them like we were directing airplanes, you know, come this way, come this way.
I mean, my mom used to be a plane director, right?
Yeah, I used to. You know, so we would make sure that we had the 20, and then we would move to the next house, and the parents might assume the same role or assume a different one. And, you know, but people used to comment because they would see that we had one big group and they're just like, how many kids do you have? Mm. It's like, no, not all ours.
Yes, they are.
But, you know, it was say we got out into the community and we talked to people. And I think Halloween can be used like that.
Right. Well, remember in Florida when we went, and this was his second year?
I don't know how anybody could turn him down in his second year.
Oh.
He would walk up to a house, and he could not say Halloween.
And he was a vampire that year,
yeah.
Right?
But no, Dracula. He was Dracula. Every one of our kids was Dracula on their second birthday. Or their second Halloween. But anyway, he would go up to a house, and he couldn't say trick or treat, so he would go... Ween! Ween! But, so, you know, we went to a few of the houses that we could there, and we actually went up to one house. It was very obvious that there was somebody there. The TV was on, the lights were on,
mm-hmm.
You know, the cars were in the driveway. It was obvious. So we went, and a lot of the houses had little, screened areas around their front doors as well.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's not just the lanais in the back. They've got their front doors are
screened in porch
up there. So, you know, we wouldn't go in the screen. That's right. Considered actually going into their house. If you know somebody, you could go into there and knock on the actual front door. If not, you stayed.
Right. And usually there were doorbells on the outside.
You would stay outside that screen. So we were out there, and I don't know whether we had to knock or whether we had to do the doorbell. And we did. And this person came to the front door, opened the front door, let their dog out into that little screened-in area so it could yip its little brains out at us, because it was some little small yippy dog. So it could yip its little brains out at us, and they closed their door, never said hello, never said anything. Well, apparently that was our cue that they don't do Halloween. And as we're walking out, we could see all of their Christian bumper stickers on their car.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, really great witness.
It's like, Jesus loves you, but I think you're an asshole. You know, I mean, that might as well be what their bumper sticker says. I'm sorry, but there it is. Sorry, Kelly.
That's fine.
But yeah, so...
Hot dog.
But yeah, so these are the type... This is the mentality of the people.
On crosswalk.
On crosswalk. You know, oh, you know, this and this. And it's like, if you paid as much attention to the pagan imagery in Christmas as you do in Halloween, would you be celebrating that too?
Now, I will say on the flip side, there are some people that I've spoken to on crosswalk who do speak against Halloween, and they do carry it through. They do not celebrate Christmas, and they do not celebrate Easter either because of the pagan roots that they see in the both of those. So you know I have what? To give them credit.
Credit for consistency.
Dedicated.
Because they do carry it all the way through.
Yeah.
But the ones that, I mean, there's some when you try and bring it up that, you know, there's as many pagan roots within Christmas as there is in Halloween, which really aren't roots, as I said before, because Halloween is already the alternative.
Right.
But anyway, when you try and bring that up, they just, they totally throw it at, you know, throw it out and, you know, Christmas is Christmas. It's celebrating Jesus's birth. And no, that's not actually how... Right. Christmas started.
And those people will be the anti-Xmas people.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing that the X was the Greek symbol for Christ. So they'll throw the baby out with the bathwater on something so damn stupid. You know, it's like...
they think it's literally... they think that it's really...
X-ing out Christ. No, it's not. You're an idiot. You know, this is what the Bible calls... Paul calls it... choking on a camel while trying to strain out a gnat. You know?
Mm-hmm.
This is what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's a lot of, you know, we talked about very early on is some of what we want to, you know, speaking about movies and speaking about TV shows and things like that.
You can represent God, represent Jesus, without being a butthole to everybody. And you can have fun, and there's a lot of grace.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There, I mean... Christianity is far more grace-driven
than rule and law-driven.
You can be in the world and out of the world.
Well, yeah, thank you.
People use that.
Yeah,
oh, we're not, supposed to be of the world. So you're supposed to isolate yourself from anything that doesn't mention God in every single dang sentence.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. And actually, if you actually read through John 3, he's sending you into the world. Right. He's sending you in the world. You need to be in the world. You're not going to be able to reach the lost if you're not in the world with the lost.
Right. Well, and even Paul said, you know, I told you don't hang out with people that do this, 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 and this. But I didn't tell you. I wasn't talking about people outside.
I wasn't talking about people outside the Torah. I was talking about people...
Outside the Torah. Because if you're supposed to be reaching people, how are you supposed to be reaching them and judging them at the same dang time?
And that's why people look at Christianity these days and just... They don't want anything to do with Christians.
Yeah.
And that because they consider us a very judgmental...
Right. So you have your Christian crowd. That's like... Hey, do you want eternal life? Heck no, not if it's going to be in the same room with you. Because you're miserable as hell. I'd rather be there. I mean, seriously. brighten up. Go eat some candy. Go dress up as Jack Skellington or Wonder Woman or Batman. Do that. Have some fun. And have a happy Halloween. Speaking of which, as the time of this recording, Halloween is, the movie is coming out next week. And I would like to jump and do a podcast on that right after we get... I have to go see that one. So
also,
we have already asked the grandparents to watch the kids.
Also, I might want to watch that too. Also,
you're not coming on a date with us, dude.
Come on.
No.
I also want to watch Venom.
We'll see that.
That one we'll see.
I don't know if we'll be seeing that one in the theater.
In the theater, but we will see it.
We will see it.
Because I heard it's like a cool movie.
No, I like Tom Hardy, so, anyhow, so.
But, yep.
Yeah.
But so that's where we are.
That'll be it.
Yes, this is where we are.
This is our longest one to date.
Yeah.
Wait, is it?
Well,
we're normally at about 40 minutes right now. We're at...
Well, the last one, I think, was 57.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Once we...
Oh, with all the...
Yeah, once we
add... But still, you're going to add things like that into this one, so...
Yeah. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. Thanks to the Farsighted Network.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
Thank you for Killian for coming and joining
Killian.
Us today.
Thank you, our like $2,000.
No.
Yeah. We'll so would I.
We'll pay you. You can wish in one hand and crap in the other and see if it gets filled first.
Probably the wish.
But,
Because I would wish, and then...
Okay,
we,
all right, yep.
You can hit me up on Twitter.
Candy?
At What Podcast. Our Facebook group, Huh? Podcast.
Will, can I just say something quick?
What?
I just want to say I'm humbled by, a lot of the comments that we've gotten.
Yeah.
I thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for wanting to hear us, wanting to participate. If you have any questions or anything you want to talk about, just hit us up on that. You can also email me at awhatpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll talk about it on the show. All right, have a good one.
See ya.
Peace.
This has been What Podcast.